Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows or to subscribe to our program on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Tax season doesn't usually top everyone's list for favorite times of the year, but for some retirees, filing taxes this year may come with a little less stress thanks to a new senior tax deduction that was introduced in President Trump's recent legislation, sometimes referring to the Big Beautiful Bill. Now, whenever something new shows up on our tax code, it tends to generate a lot of attention, and understandably so. So if you're retired or approaching retirement, you want to know whether a change like this could potentially reduce what you owe or increase what you're able to keep. But as always, keeping the key is understanding the details. So today, we're going to walk through four important things you'll want to understand if you're considering taking advantage of the senior deduction as you prepare to file your taxes this year. Much of this information of this conversation comes from a recent USA Today article that's headlining four things retirees need to know about the new senior tax deduction. And to help me keep things going today, informational and fun, I'm joined by my co-host, Jacqueline.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about this one today, Amanda, because when people hear, you know, new tax deduction, they either assume it's a huge break for them, or they assume it's so complicated that they'll never fully understand it, which sometimes I agree with them. I'm here to slow things down and ask the kind of questions listeners are probably already thinking, like maybe who qualifies, how much it may actually matter for them, and how it fits into someone's overall retirement picture.
So let's kick things off here with the most important question. Who actually qualifies for this new senior tax deduction? Because before we talk about how it works or how it might help, we need to actually understand who it applies to. So under the current rules, you can claim this new senior tax deduction if you were age 65 or older at the end of 2025. That age requirement is the first threshold. So beyond age, there are a couple of additional requirements. You must provide your Social Security number on your tax return, and you must fall within certain income limits based on your modified adjusted gross income, which is often referred to as MAGI. For an individual filer, the income limit is $75,000 or less. For a married couple filing joint, it's $150,000 or less. So if your MAGI falls within those limits, you may be eligible to claim the new senior tax deduction in full. So now if your income is above those thresholds, that doesn't automatically mean you're excluded entirely. You may still qualify for a reduction in some cases, or you may not qualify for this new deduction at all. However, and this is important, even if your income exceeds those limits, you can still claim the senior tax deduction that was in place before this new legislation passed. This isn't an all or nothing situation, but eligibility does depend heavily on your age and income.
Well, I'm glad that you clarified that, Amanda, because, you know, when people hear income limit, they sometimes assume it's a hard cutoff, like you're either fully in or fully out.
Exactly. And tax rules are rarely that simple. That's why it's so important not to rely on headlines or quick summaries. Your specific income level, your filing status, or even how your income is structured can all influence whether you qualify for the full deduction, a reduced amount, or just the existing senior deduction that was already available. And this is where planning becomes very important. So because modifying adjusted gross income isn't always the same as what people usually think of their income is. It's a specific calculation used for tax purposes. So when I sit down with a client, we don't just look at one number in isolation. We look at the full picture, including how income sources interact, where adjustments come from, and whether they are opportunities to be intentional about how income is actually reported.
Well, to me, Amanda, this is one of those moments when understanding the mechanics really matters.
It absolutely does, especially in retirement, where income can come from several different places, and the way those pieces fit together can affect not only your deductions like this one, but overall tax strategy.
And all right, Amanda, so now that we understand who may qualify, the next question people are probably wondering is, how much is this actually worth?
That's probably where most people's minds go next. So the new senior deduction is worth up to $6,000 for an individual or up to $12,000 for a married couple. But in order for a married couple to claim the $12,000 amount, they must file jointly. Now, that's very important to remember that this is a tax deduction and not a tax credit. And that distinction matters. A deduction reduces your taxable income. It doesn't reduce your tax bill dollar for dollar the way a credit would. Instead, it lowers the amount of income that is subject to tax. Let me give a simple example here. So if you're a single filer with taxable income of $60,000 before applying this new deduction and you qualify for the full $6,000 amount, your taxable income would drop to $54,000 after the deduction is applied. That lower taxable income could potentially result in a lower overall tax liability. And for some seniors, that may translate into a larger refund, depending on how much is withheld or paid throughout the year.
Well, I'm glad that you explained the difference between a deduction and a credit, because that's one thing that, you know, can sometimes get mixed up all the time. So people hear $6,000 and assume that's what they're getting back.
That's great insight, and that's a common misunderstanding. The $6,000 or $12,000 for married couples filing jointly is the amount that reduces taxable income. The actual tax savings depends on the specific tax bracket and overall situation of the client. That's why it's so important not to assume what the outcome will be without running the actual numbers. So for some retirees, this deduction may be a meaningful way to reduce what they owe, but others, the impact may be more modest. But either way, it's something worth understanding and factoring into the broader tax planning conversation.
Well, Amanda, this isn't necessarily life-changing money for everyone, but it's also not something that you'd want to overlook.
That's a great way to put it. So in retirement, even incremental improvements in tax efficiency can add up over time. And when you're building a long-term income strategy, we look at every opportunity to manage taxable income thoughtfully, especially through new provisions like this one becoming available.
Well, and now here's something I think surprises people when they hear about this deduction. You know, it's not permanent.
Bingo. And this is the crucial detail here. The legislation that introduced this new senior deduction only created it for tax years 2025 through 2028. So as of now, it is temporary. And we simply don't know what will happen after that window closes. So if full legislation could make it permanent, lawmakers could choose to extend it for another set period of time, or it could be allowed to expire altogether. And at this point, it's uncertain.
Well, basically, this isn't something that retirees should automatically build into their long-term plans as a forever benefit. It could change.
Yes. So whenever you're dealing with temporary tax provisions, the key word is flexibility. So if you qualify and it's available, it may provide some relief during those eligible years. But it's also important not to assume it will always be there. And that's where thoughtful strategy comes in. So when I work with clients, we don't just look at that tax year in isolation. We look at how today's tax environment actually fits into that long-term retirement income strategy. So if a deduction like this is available for several years, we count for it. But we also stress test the plan under the assumption that it may not continue beyond its scheduled timeframe.
Well, and it comes down to planning for both possibilities. You know, before we keep going with today's conversation, though, Amanda, let's pause so you can share you know, how to get a hold of you to our listeners.
Just give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And scheduling consultation only takes a few minutes, and we're always happy to work around your schedule.
Well, thank you, Amanda. So what's next on the agenda?
So earlier in the show today, we focused on tax issues that matter for people who are already retired, like the new senior tax deduction and how it works. So let's take that shift and shift into talking about who are nearing retirement. That's some great details in a Fidelity article here recently that headlines In or Near Retirement, 7 High Impact Money Moves for 2026. These are practical actions that can help shape your financial security, not just this year, but into your retirement years.
So Amanda, what's the first move that you're recommending here?
The first move involves something that may sound very simple. That's revisiting whether you should itemize deductions on your tax return. So in recent years, many people have defaulted to taking that standard deduction. But depending on your situation, especially if you're in a higher tax state or have meaningful deduction expenses, itemizing may still make sense. So this is a particular relevant situation that people nearing retirement who may still have mortgage interest, charitable contributions, or significant state and local taxes that they should revisit.
So this is not, you know, running on autopilot.
That's correct. So tax law changes, personal situations change, income levels change, and what worked for you 3 years ago may not be optimistic today. So sometimes the differences isn't dramatic, but sometimes it is. And in the years leading up to retirement, every opportunity to manage taxable income thoughtfully matters.
Absolutely. So Amanda, what is move two as we move on to this conversation?
The second move actually ties back to what we discussed earlier, the new senior deduction. So if you are 65 or older, even if you're still working or just easing into retirement, understanding how this deduction interacts with your broader tax strategy is very important. So the key point here is coordination. It's not just about claiming one deduction. It's about understanding how deductions, income sources, and withdrawal strategy all fit together.
Well, in the end, someone might technically qualify, but the bigger question is how it fits into their overall picture.
Precisely. So retirement planning isn't about isolated decisions. It's about alignment.
Absolutely. Now we're going to move into something more strategic, and that's Roth conversions. So Amanda, what can you tell us on that point?
So a Roth conversion involves moving funds from a traditional tax-deferred account into a Roth account. You pay taxes on the amount converted today, but future qualified withdrawals can be tax-free. So for someone nearing retirement, this can be particularly powerful during years when income is temporarily low. So for example, if you are retired at 63 but delay Social Security until 67, there may be a window where there are taxable income dips. So that window can sometimes present an opportunity to convert funds at a lower tax rate.
But this isn't something you just do casually.
Definitely not. So because once you convert, you can't undo it. So you're choosing to accelerate taxes into the present in exchange for potential tax flexibility in the future. It requires careful modeling, not guesswork. So because Roths certainly are a solid fit for every financial strategy, it's essential to discuss them with a financial services professional before any final decisions are made.
Well, another major move discussed in the article is building a reliable retirement income plan.
That's right. And it presents some intriguing information. So accumulative assets is one challenge. So turning those assets into sustainable income is actually another. So as you approach retirement, it becomes very crucial to understand questions like how much income will you need? Where will it come from? Or how will it adjust if market fluctuation is an issue? That may involve coordinating Social Security timing, understanding required minimum distributions, and thinking about income sequences.
Really, Amanda? This is a shift from savings mode to distribution mode, which is huge.
Perfectly stated. And that shift changes the math. So when you're in the accumulation stage, volatility can be uncomfortable but manageable. But if you're in the withdrawing stage, that sequence of return matters much more. That's why thoughtful income strategy becomes so important in those final working years.
Yes. And I know that the article also touches on healthcare. So what does it tell us on this, Amanda?
So healthcare planning becomes increasingly relevant as retirement approaches. It's not just about Medicare enrollment timelines, although those are important to talk about. It's about understanding how healthcare costs actually fit into your long-term financial projections. So long-term care in particular can be one of those most significant financial variables in retirement. So you don't necessarily need a specific product, but you do need a strategy.
Well, because ignoring it doesn't make it less expensive.
That's right. So planning doesn't eliminate risk, but it also reduces uncertainty.
Well, as you've told us on many previous episodes, Amanda, no financial strategy can completely eliminate risk. But there are steps that you can take to hopefully reduce the risk.
That's right. So another high impact move is stress testing your retirement plan, which means running projections under different assumptions. So if the market underperforms or outperforms, what if tax laws change? What if you retire earlier than expected? A plan that only works in a best case scenario isn't really a plan at all.
Yeah, it's more of a hope.
I completely agree with you. So stress testing gives you confidence about your strategy that can withstand variable if the inevitable actually happens.
Yes. And the article also emphasizes the importance of working with a financial services professional or financial advisor like yourself.
That's right. And it's not just because you're incapable of managing your own finances, but because retirement planning involves many layers. So taxes, income strategy, healthcare planning, estate considerations, and market risk. Having someone that helps coordinate those moving parts actually becomes a lot more clarity in how you reduce your anxiety over time.
Absolutely. And, you know, reducing anxiety is something that we've talked about throughout all of today's show.
So if you're actually looking at today's show in a whole, there's a clear theme here. So in the first half, we discussed a specific tax provision, the new senior deduction, and the importance of understanding the details and temporary nature of it. So in the second half, we broadened that lens and we talked about proactive planning for people who are actually approaching retirement. So that means revisiting deductions, considering Roth strategies, building income frameworks, planning for healthcare, stress testing projections, and seeking coordinated advice. So none of these moves are about chasing trends. They're about preparation. Retirement isn't a single decision. It's based on sequence of decisions. And the more intentional you are about the years leading up to it, the more flexibility you may have once you actually get there. So if you're already retired, it may be time to revisit that tax strategy. But if you're approaching retirement, it may be time to examine whether that runway is long enough or stable enough. Whether the goal isn't perfection, it's about clarity. And it always is. And if you have any questions about how these strategies may apply in your specific situation, that's where personalization guidance matters the most.
Absolutely, Amanda. That was very well said, because headlines and articles are helpful, but your life isn't a headline.
That is a great summary. And thoughtful planning today can help you move into retirement with more confidence than tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda, this has been an interesting and informative show today. And do you have anything else for our listeners before we sign off until next time?
If you have any questions about retirement and your financial strategy, visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. We'd love to help you protect your savings and feel confident about the road ahead.
Well, thank you, Amanda. And this has been a fantastic episode. So thank you, listeners, for joining us on Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.